KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
As global and business leaders are sent on Switzerland for the World Economic Forum, economists have expressed the significance of it for South Africa. President Cyril Ramaphosa is leading the country's delegation. He will deliver his special address this afternoon, positioning South Africa as a potential investment hub. Senior economist Shanti Pai says the country is in a favorable position as it's currently at the helm of the G20.
Those two forums actually are speaking to each other. So South Africa has to use World Economic Forum meetings to highlight part of work in terms of the presidency and some of the themes. So it's a really good interaction.
An NGO offering a safe space for mothers who turn to abandoning their infant is pleading for more support for these women amid a rise in parents abandoning their children. The call from Baby Saver SA comes amid what officials say is a rise in abandonment cases. The organization's founder, Sandy Immelman, says several factors drive mothers to take such action.
The main reason that a mother would abandon her baby is because she herself has been abandoned. I honestly don't believe that anybody, any woman who has the father and or her family to support her would ever feel so desperate that she felt that she had to abandon her child. Sometimes they've hidden it from their parents, for example, and then they don't have many options ahead of them.
Baby Saver SA estimates that at least 3,000 babies are abandoned in South Africa each year. It says between 2020 and last year, 283 abandoned babies were found dead. Millman says more interventions are needed.
I think we have to work on the fact that there is a massive rate of rape and gender-based violence in this country. Let's prevent these girls and women becoming pregnant in the first place via being raped or being taken advantage of and then abandoned. So I think we need to do a lot more with regards to raising awareness, providing correct counselling and sex education.
And the DA has written to President Cyril Ramaphosa saying he should take swift action against the minister in the presidency, Khumbuzo Ntshavheni. It follows a News 24 report that the Hawks have finalized an investigation into alleged corruption involving a tender awarded when Ntshavheni was a municipal manager in Phalaborwa in 2009. The matter is currently awaiting a decision on prosecution by the NPA. Yes, the DA's Diane Kola-Barnard.
We insist the president heed the remark of Judge Muller surrounding the repugnant and devastating 2.5 million rand tender in Ba Phalaborwa while Ntshavheni was municipal manager. Mr. President, South Africans deserve better than the growing list of crooks in your cabinet. Do better.
ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula yesterday said the party had nothing to respond to, adding the matter should be handled in court. Durban 26 this afternoon, Pietermaritzburg 24, Richards Bay 28. The top story, global and business leaders are in Switzerland for the World Economic Forum, and economists have expressed the significance of the event for South Africa. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahle.